And Brahm.
Thank you so much. So 40 years ago, I became a monk. 40 years is a long time. If you get, I think the penalty for murder is only 25. I'd have been out by now. No, it's been a very happy years. And a lot of people have been wishing me well, and they say, may you be a monk for another 40 years, which I think is very cruel and heartless, as I have to stay alive for another 40 years. But anyway, as long as I'm in good happiness, good health, that's fine. So now is the time for some meditation. The reason I became a monk was because meditation was so peaceful and so happy and gave you such a sense of freedom. So I want to share that sense of freedom and happiness with you today. It's a freedom from all the worries, all the memories, all the busyness, all the heavy stuff of life. You can let all of that go through beautiful meditation. So we start just by closing our eyes. And after we've closed our eyes, you find, give a few seconds, and you start to be aware, not just of the sound of my voice, but the feelings in your body. All these sensations, aches, pains, heat, cold, irritations, tightness, tensions, all this stuff inside your own body. During the day, we're so busy, we have not the opportunity to feel how we are. Now we can do that. And as you become aware of your body, you can adjust it, you can move it. Just a little story, when I was first in Thailand as a monk, we used to have hardly any sandals, walking barefoot through the forest, and always scratching ourselves, cutting ourselves. And when our teacher Ajahn Chah would see all the band-aids on the Western monks' feet, he told us, you Westerners have stupid feet. It's a very beautiful way of saying it. We have stupid bodies because we don't pay attention to them. And when we do pay attention, we're not kind to them. So be kind to your body. If you need to cough, please cough. Thank you. Always somebody helps out. If you need to sneeze, sneeze. Need to scratch, scratch. And if you need to adjust your bottom or your legs, please do so. This is showing that you care to your body, that you respond to her with kindness. And you start to feel the body more and more. And you can become so sensitive to this physical body, you begin to become aware of parts of the body which do need your special attention. It can be an irritation in the throat, or maybe a tummy ache, or a pain in the legs, or the hands or wrists or whatever. First of all, be aware of those sensations. Know them as much as you can. And once you know those feelings, you find you can relax them. An ache becomes less painful. A tightness in the body becomes loosened. And knots of pain just evaporate, they dilute. Mindfulness, knowing the sensations, allows you to have feedback. And you soon learn, often by trial and error, how to relax those feelings. And as you relax those feelings more and more, as your body becomes more comfortable, you also feel a delight of relaxation. It feels pleasurable to relax. It's like your knees are sinking into soft cushions. It's as if like your body is just floating in a warm pool. Like your head is on a soft pillow with no physical stress. Nothing pushing or pressurizing your body. You feel it getting looser and looser, expansive, free, safe. You feel safe enough to let the body go, to let it be, to let it be loose and comfortable. And pleasurable. When the body is very relaxed, see if you can notice that delight. Look for how delightful, relaxed, at ease your body is. And enjoy it, just like you were on holiday by some resort at some beach, with nothing to do, relaxing your body to the max. Because the delight will take relaxation to a deeper level. If any of you have trouble sleeping at night, just doing that little exercise, relaxing your body, feeling the delight in a relaxed body, will often send you into a deep sleep. But please don't sleep now. Once the body is relaxed, in meditation we now relax the mental world. This is where all the worry, the pain, the anger, all that live in this mental world. And all of those negative emotions, they are like pain, stress in the body. It's the sickness, the ache, the irritation in the mental world. And just like we relaxed our body, same way we relax our mental world. Let go of any pressure. You don't have to do anything. There are no list of things you have to tick off to get done. There's no place you have to be by a certain time. You have already arrived here. So we look at what this moment is like. Not trying to get anywhere, but making peace with this moment. Opening the door for your heart to whatever you're experiencing right now, in this moment. Just being here. Not going places. Not managing this moment, but letting this moment be. Not trying to improve this moment, but accepting it, embracing it. Cherishing the now. And if thoughts of the past, what's happened to you earlier today, come up, imagine the past like this big, heavy bag you've been carrying too long. Please put it down. Every time the past comes up, drop it. You can deal with it later, but not now. The best way to solve the problems of the past is by learning about the present moment. Being here right now. And any worries and concerns about the future, as I say every week, this moment is where your future is being made. Now is the only time that you can do anything for your future. So by caring about this moment called now, by relaxing in the present moment, you are doing the very, very, very best for your future. You deserve to rest. We are all far too tired through struggling. Now we just stay in this moment to rest, recuperate, and energize our minds. Anyone who thinks, well, what should I do? Nothing, just be. Learn the art of being without doing things. Without changing things. Without getting rid of things. And one learns the art of peace of mind. Peace has always been there, but we keep running away somewhere else, looking for it. Stop looking outside this moment. Just be right now. Look inside this moment. Be kind to this moment. And you'll find all the peace and energy you could ever want. like you're surrendering to this moment, letting the present embrace you, comfort you, and bring you freedom. And if during the meditation you need to move, please do so. If you need to scratch, to cough, please do so. But stay in this moment. Just now. Relaxing the body. Relaxing the mind. Find after a little while that you become aware of your breathing. It's only because it's the last thing left moving. It's so wonderful. Just be with your breath. Just one breath, the one happening now. Seeing the very beginning of the in-breath. Noticing all the sensations change until the in-breath vanishes. See the birth of the out-breath, growing, growing until it too fades away. This very simple, reassuring rhythm of your life, the breathing.
Just imagine your mind going inwards. If there are any sounds or feelings outside of you, don't let those sounds draw you out. Keep the attention always pointing inwards, into this present moment, into this body, into this breath, into the silence. As if you're zooming in. So it's getting very close to the end of the meditation now. How do you feel? How much peace have you developed? And why? Just enjoy the delight of a relaxed mind, like you can enjoy the delight of a relaxed body. I'm now going to ring the gong 3 times. Please keep the eyes closed until the last ringing of the gong vanishes. Amazing. Every week the same thing happens. I close my eyes at 7:30.